Track 1. The car park. Hello, I'm Emma, and I'm going to be with you as we go for a walk round Vicarwater Country Park. You should be in the car park, which is where we're setting off from, near to the visitor centre and Rumbles Cafe. The walk is around 2.5 miles in all, and should take between 2 and 2.5 hours. There's going to be quite a lot of sitting down on the way as I tell you some stories. And to be honest, I'm a bit nervous about this, because I never really expected to be sharing any of these stories with anyone when I started to collect them. And I don't know if they are stories, really, or something else. I don't live here in Clipston, and I'd never been here to Vicarwater until a friend asked me to help her run a car boot stall some time ago at the headstocks. We came for a walk here afterwards, and I told her about my connection to this place, to Clipston, and how I'd not been here for years and didn't really know anything about it at all. So I decided I should find out, because of my connection, which I'll explain later. So I started coming on my own to the car boot sales. Only I didn't want any money for what I had on my table, but a story, information, anything that could help me feel a bit more connected to this place. And someone must have said something about this woman who was always asking questions, because I was asked to do this, to put together what I'd discovered about Clipston and Vicarwater, for Sherwood Voices. So I have. I'm going to guide you. You won't need a map, and I'm sure we'll struggle through. It's a little bit steep when we go down the path to Vicar Pond from Portland Meadow, but if you take your time, you should be fine. To start with, you need to walk down to the pond with the ducks on. Don't go back up towards the cafe or on that road with the gate across which bends round to the left. Instead, you need to find the path that leads down to the little bridge with a picnic table to your left and the pond to your right. You'll see a wooden viewing station. When you've found it, and you're standing looking out at the pond with all the ducks heading towards you because they think you're going to feed them, then go to the next track, and I'll start to share with you some of what I've discovered.